So I'm going to show a video of a performance. And part of the reason I'm showing this video is comparison to yesterday where I started off with talking about telepresence is because of the conversation that we just had regarding the difficulty of perspective and who's watching, what are we capturing, and all of that. So what you see here is about 2 minutes into a dance called Transforming Red. It's totally improvised. There's a woman on stage left with white pants. She's got a live camera in her hand. That's one of my students. There's a pianist over on the other side of the stage. She's an improviser. There's John Crawford in the back, in the far back. You can hardly see him, but he's improvising on live video. There's three cameras. One is upstage by the screen, and that has what's called a roving head on it. So I don't really know when that's going to pick me up. The one that's with the woman on the side, she basically has a sense of my impulses, but she's also improvising the live camera. And then there's a still camera downstage. I'm going to play a little bit and then fast forward and just talk through stuff as we go. So what's happening in the video right now is that John's beginning to manipulate the imagery. And I know that, and everybody's responding off each other, so it's completely improvised. I'm going to fast forward a little bit so we get some more screen stuff. Dance. So Carrie's picking up camera now. I'm self-editing also. I did all the editing on this. So I knew in advance that I'd have all this kind of source material. This is a state change for me as a performer. And then John, you'll see in a second, there's a camera in the back. He's changing things there. And now we're going to see the screen. Oh, let me get to it in a minute. So it starts out, and I know my distance from this roving head camera, so I'm also playing with the camera as well as, obviously, the music. But I'm kind of just showing you the relationship, because I have to know where my cameras are, all three of those cameras. And I also have to give John time to respond in the video. So those images in the back are part of the active space system. And the closer I get, the more, you know, obviously the perspective changes, and I'm aware of that as well. So this is kind of difficult to talk about in terms of performance, like how do I document this, right? How do I document that? Music, you know, just it's completely improvised again, as well as the images in the back. I know that those are called echo burn images where they kind of have a trailing effect.
Did you say you were able to see what's on the screen?
I kind of have a sense. I turn around because I want to mark. Right. I want to get a cue. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching the camera as well as listening to the musicians. Mm-hmm. But I know the language of the effects on the video. I know when we're going to have liquid or fire or echo burn because I've worked with John enough to say, okay, we're going to have back there fire.
And is there an audience here?
Yeah, there's an audience there.
What are you saying? That was part of the structure of the improvisation to say that fire, echo, liquid?
I don't know exactly what he's going to pull up. But I will know it when I see it. I trust
you can catch a glimmer of it and know what's going on.
Yeah, I'll know that he's shifting over to something else.
So is the audience where we are right now?
Yes.
Facing the screen?
Yeah. All right, so that's one, and that comes out of, let me see. Oh, maybe I'll go here. All right, so this is more of the active space work. There's, again, I'm just going to go move forward a little bit to show you a little bit about it. This one is called Vanishment. And banishment, basically, I know that the longer I stay, a body part stays in a space, the darker the form will be on the screen. So right now, there's a camera downstage that's picking me up, and it's live. And that camera is fed into a computer that has John's ActiveSpace software in it. And so I know the vocabulary of the software. This one is called Banishment. This is kind of like a lecture demo performance at a conference. I don't usually wear shoes in these kind of colors, but because of the lighting and things like that, I needed to wear this very bright kind of thing. All right, so Banishment, you'll see that it, we're giving you an overlay on it to show that it kind of bleeds in the back, and then it gets dark, and then as I move, it's got a smudge, right? So I'm working with the smudging and the body that I've left behind. So I'm always working with the thing that I'm leaving, all right? The stuff in the back is motion capture data.
And what's in front?
Previous motion capture stuff. This one is, hold on a second. This one's called Liquid. This particular one advances in front of me sometimes. I'm not sure how we are able to do that, but you'll see in a minute it can move
off the screen.
It moves ahead of me.
So okay. In the audience is watching this like hologram.
I did this for. We added this on so you can see what it's like.
Okay. But could like say you had a screen.
We
front,
have different screens. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
So when you're saying ahead, you mean the
I'll
movement
show you
is anticipatory.
Here you go.
So
it's a liquid. It's the effect is called Liquid, and it kind of on the screen it moves ahead of my body.
Leads.
All right,
okay.
Leading. Mm-hmm. Right. This one is called Echo Burn. It rewards arcing and the level changes. So I'll create trails based on that. So my movement vocabulary absolutely affects the imagery.
Mm-hmm. Is this similar to what in Max, MSPJ, or whatever?
It's all
like
done with Max and Jitter and
Differencing? And
yeah. Absolutely. It's all about the light change. That's why I need to wear those colors, because they need to. The camera is picking up the difference in the pixels between dark and light.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is just, sometimes I'll leave the stage if we have a camera backstage. So then we have just what's on the screen. And I have to know what kind of effect, or maybe John will respond to me based on my movement. So it's completely, it's both of us are improvising. Reflexive is about space also, but it's about a zero point, what I call a zero point. That's a language that I contributed to the programming. I'm kind of playing around here. I know where it is, but I'm pretending I don't. And once I get into that zero place, I know the audience will only see me and the screen will be blank. And then I play with the division of space. And also, I've asked him to program in a delay. So it's not exactly going to, I'm going to be on delay with myself. And then we change color, and here's Vanishment again, just to give you a sense of that. So again, this one rewards stillness, and I can ask, I could say, John, put that delay of the shadow that's in the back of me to stay dark for 1 minute. It could be that long, and then I could work with multiple stamps of my image if I wanted to move through space that way.
What did you say this effect is called?
This is called Banishment.
Oh, that's the not just the dance's name.
No, this is all of these are effects that we work with.
Thank you.
So I'll just move ahead just a little bit. So I could make multiple ones of that, and then it could stay there covering the entire screen.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we work with three or four different screens. So in this particular experience, it's just one screen. But in other ones, it could be, four or five, or three, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
whatever. Okay.
Have you used that as a form for documentation of an existing work? I'm wondering what.
No, I don't usually go back. I do a piece, I perform, I make a piece, and then I don't do it again. Mm-hmm. Although I have a lot of documentation of stuff, so I am beginning to think about doing that. I did have a commission for this other one called Night Driving, but it's not really interactive. So there's another one here. It was done in Beijing. It was a commission, and there's pieces of that were redone. But it's the concept that was redone, and some of the effects were used. The same effects were used, but not exactly the choreography.
We probably don't have time for anything.
Okay, let me go to telepresence for a minute. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go to telepresence here. Telepresence is basically having a performance in more than one location. This particular one, it's called Utu, which is night dreaming. Sorry. I'm calling this in the back. That's me standing. And this is a bank of interactive. John Crawford is over here. He's the interactive video. Some of this is going over on the internet live as we're streaming. But it's also mainly, we are the backdrop to this woman here who's on live stage in Santa Cruz, California, and we're the backdrop to her dream. And so, that's basically what's happening. That's why we're showing you, here's the real camera without any manipulations. Let me get back. These are our students. The screens that you see, I'm going to fast forward. The screens, this screen here is a composite of their stage and our stage together. This is our space, obviously. This screen up here is only their stage. And so basically our students had like four rehearsals. Mainly, we didn't have a lot of time to develop the vocabulary on this. The music is being improvised. I'm going to fast forward again. I want to get to a point where I start to show you how the video changes it. You can see this overlay here. Again, there's performers on their stage that are in the back. There are certain cues. It's all based around cueing. All right, so let me just go ahead a little bit. Telepresence, if this is a person, and this is a cue because we're trying to give these people in Northern California, we're in Southern California, these people in Northern California here, space to be able to move through our dance. So it's a combination. They've got about 12 people on stage, and we have a similar number. This was a really difficult project because I was directing when the movement would be happening. I'm kind of trying to embody it here. I have people that I'm telling what to put over on the internet. John's responding to me. And then now he's starting to come in and changing the image themselves, because the dream is getting more, has to get more nightmarish at a certain point. It's about a 40-minute piece.
So probably about one more minute.
Okay. I'll just keep this going for a few seconds. Telepresence, we've done about 10 different projects, everywhere from New York to Canada to the Netherlands. We started at NYU in one of their in 1996. This is the active space work again, remapped into a telepresence environment. So this idea of remapping is a concept that can be done in a lot of different ways. Okay, so I think since I got the cue to go, let me just see what else. I have a lot of different kinds of dance technology work that's been integrated, and the dance has been part of it from the inception. This is where things start to break up in this.
I think we get the kind of the sense of what's going on.
Okay.
Thanks. Do you want to let's pass the video over to Maria?
Sure.
And, have the sound.
Sure.
So Maria's going to talk a little bit about the work that she's done.